Co-host.
So it is it stopped recording. It stopped recording, but I have
I think
continued
it's a stop
recording.
recording, no.
No, I mean it stopped recording earlier on, but I
But
continued with the recording.
are you rec is it recording?
Yeah, it's recording.
Okay. Let
Yeah,
me
can
go host. Let me because there are some forms. Also,
okay.
let's go over to creating a content.
Yeah. So let me go over. Sorry, I'm still here to master Zoom. So I'm just about checking where to make you the co-host.
Go to participants, see my name, make me co-host. Go to
Yes,
participants. See,
you are now a co-host. Can you see it? Yes. So I want to paste the link again. Sorry about the earlier error. So this is the actual link to the Meta page. Yes. So I want to open the Meta page now. So that we see how to create a new article and then answer Omolade's question on whether it is only English Wikipedia or the context is on English Wikipedia. But let me also ask, Glory, sorry, were other languages linked to? But I think if you have registered your name as a user, I mean as a participant, and there is an outreach dashboard, then that means and can be able to track any language that is in the dashboard. So if other languages have not been added before now, that means the only thing that needs to be done is to add other languages, which I need to confirm from Glory if other languages have been added to the outreach dashboard, if there's an outreach dashboard. Otherwise, okay, they have not been added, then that means other languages need to be added. And I don't know if it is possible, if you can help us to do it. Yeah. Sorry, can we mute our mics? Sorry,
She
can we
said
mute our mics?
Nesqua and then I left later too. And see me. Plenty days. Maybe I can. I didn't die. You can even. Yeah, so you can.
Yes,
sir.
Hello, thank you all for all participants. Anybody that wants to talk.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, Sophia, shoot and okay, Friday, your mic is also on. And Glory, your mic is also on. So what I was saying is that if possible, Glory can add these languages to the outreach dashboard so that other editors who are actually editing in other Nigerian languages can be able to edit in various languages. Yeah. So I think I made and I actually was making an example, and I put my name against the Igbo language, I mean the Gombe language, but I'm going to delete it so that if you are a Gombe speaker, you can be able to create on this very article, Chibueze Anugom. And then if you are a Fulfulde speaker, you can be able to create, just click on the article that is under in this very column of the language you speak. And if it is a Beatrice Igilama that you wish to create in maybe Hausa language, then you just click on it. It has been linked already to the different languages Wikipedias. So you don't need to actually suffer yourself much, but you can actually create more articles in your language Wikipedia that are not here, because what we have here, they are very limited, and you need to actually put a lot, but you are free, I should suppose, that you can just think about somebody who has disability, just go online and browse about, maybe can be a chairman of disabilities in maybe Taraba State, what is his name, and then you check Wikipedia if there's an article written about him or her, then check if there are articles to sites that are not there, then you create the article. It must not be in English, because if you create in English, well, we're about to get into it. So this is 5:32, and to the best of my ability, I'll take us on how to create a new article in English, in the English Wikipedia, and then hopefully if there's still time on any other language. If you're a Pidgin English speaker also, like all of us, we are all Pidgin English language speaker, I assume. So you can see this Niger PCM, but since Pidgin English is really not a written language, so to say, we find it difficult to spell it in the Pidgin way, but I think there are editors in the Pidgin Wikipedia that can still adjust your spellings to the Pidgin Wikipedia Pidgin way, so that it will look uniform with other articles. And if you're a Fufu, the Gumbi, Hausa, Igbo, Niger, that's Pidgin English for all of us, and then Etiop speaker or Yoruba speaker, you can actually create, and it's all part of the competition, really. So even if it is not there now, I think by the time, even if it's tomorrow, that the languages that are here get added to the outreach dashboard, the tracking will start right from today, since today is the day the competition kickstarts. So if the tracking starts today, even if the stuff were added before, you know, you created before when, you know, your own language code was added, it will read from when the tracking starts. So I think you are still free to start creating. Yes, I think so. So let me just delete my name and then start afresh. So this is articles for creation. Articles for creation. I want to go where I signed my name here under Gumbe language. And then I'll leave it open. And then I publish it. So you see, it's number fresh. So we have two or three articles here that are not yet in the English Wikipedia. To make sure that they are not there, let's click on it. So let's check if there is sheep based anagram in the English Wikipedia. I can't see any article about him, and look at what is written about him. Start the article or search for it, you know, it's not there, but you can still check. Possibly the name was spelled wrongly. So if you see something like this, just go to search for, and then you see where his name was possibly mentioned, or where it was spelled maybe in another fashion. But if you don't see anything at all, then that means that name is not totally there in the Wikipedia. Like it is now, it is not there at all. So you can see an option, create a draft and submit it for review. So as a new editor, it's an advice that you always start with a draft. Draft means it is just like, it is not in the main space. Like this article, this Carl Herrmann that we saw earlier that I edited on Wikipedia, this one is existing on the main space, because if you go to Google, and you search for Carl Herrmann, you see the name spelled. I mean, you see it there, but if it is not there at all, it is draft, it's in draft. And sometimes drafts also show in Google search, but they show you draft column, then the name there. So this one is in the main space, but this very article is not there at all. So let's go back to the meta page again. There's something written there. there's something written here in attention that new editors in the English Wikipedia should first create an article as draft. One of the reasons is because you are still an auto-confirmed. An auto-confirmed user means you have less than 500 edits since you created your Wikipedia account. People who have more than 500 edits, they are known as extended users. So as an extended user, you are given more privileges, like the function of moving an article to a new title is enabled in your device if you are an extended user. Let me change this article to mobile view. So now it's mobile, looking like a mobile phone's view now. So you can see when I click on these three dots, you can see something like a plus, and then you see move. If you are having less than 500 edits as an auto-confirmed user, you will not see that function in your menu bar in this very bar that just closed. You have it absent. So what this means is that I can be able to move this name to another name. Probably the spelling is not correct. Probably, let's say there's a H missing here, and I noticed this. So I don't want to go through the admin, submit a request for name change. They go through all those long meetings to change a name, because usually in Wikipedia, you need to make submission for the request, or you can go to the top page of the page of that very article, and then you put a request for a correction. So as an auto-confirmed user, you can, if you see anything wrong like that, you can go to the top page, and then you click on it, then you add a topic. Add a topic means you want to make a request. Now you put subject, the subject is your title, maybe you put request for name change or for name adjustment, and then you go to the description, and then you type your observation, and then possibly you can put a reference, go get a URL. Okay, this name is wrong, I think this page needs to be moved to another page, change the name, you know. So when you finish your request, ABC123, then you put your four tilders, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is your signature. You can see from the preview, it's putting my name there. But you need to be logged in first. Then you add topic. Okay. So the admins, when they come and they see your request on that very top page, they will now move the name there. But someone like me who is an auto-confirmed, I mean an extended user, I can just move the article. But in the summary of my moving, I'll put the URL or put a note there that the title is wrong and it needs to be changed. So I moved it. Or I can even go to the top page. I put the top page, I put my observation, and then I come back and move it. So those are the privileges of an extended user. So going back to our page, you know, it says that new users are advised to draft their article. Then to get the draft box, please click here. If you click here, it's going to link you to the page where you see everything written about draft that you need to learn. So you can just devote your time to read about these things that are here. But the main thing, or the main place that we're going to, is this place, creating and editing drafts. So here, all you need to do is to type in the title. For example, I want to create for Chibuzo Anugong, Chibuwezi, rather. I'll just go here and then click on create draft. So it shows me creating. So you can see some notes that are here. Important, do not remove this line before article has been created, before article gets created. So as it is, don't remove it. Just continue your editing. type whatever you want to type, type, put citations, and then you publish it first. Then when you are editing again, then you delete all these things that are here, up and down, and leave only ref. Let me practically do it. That's after you have typed everything. But always remember that the lead section must carry the title of the page or the name of the person that is there. So I'm creating for Chibweze Alugo. I'll just say Chibweze Then I close it with three hyphens. And maybe if I know the year of his birth, I put born so and so. So after that, I then go to publish, and then I put my summary, and then I publish it. But I'm not going to publish. I'm just making a description on how to make a draft. But I can still create. Do you want us to create Chibweze right now, or should I go back and start again? Should I start again so that you grab it very well?
Yes, please. Start from the beginning.
Okay, so we're back now to the meta page. So if you want to create a new article as a new user, you just go to the drop box, even as an extended user, and you don't just want your article to, you want to be developing it little by little, because you want it to be very rich. It must have at least four citations or five citations, especially if it is a biography. Now, there's something about creating, well, I don't know about people with disabilities, but I think there should be a little bit of, you know, calmness for people with disabilities, because they are not usually there in the news. But for musicians, if you are creating for a musician, an article for a musician, even if it's a disabled musician, so long as it's a musician or it's an actor or actress, you need to cite at least five citations. And then you don't just make five citations, you need to also make sure that his name or her name appears in other articles, like pages that the person had an award. You go on that page, for example, if the musician was awarded with a Grammy, you go to the page for Grammy Award, and then you search for Grammy Award for that very year that the person got the award, and then search for where his name or her name was mentioned. And if the name was not mentioned, put the name there, look for a citation, and put. Then you see that it is not going to be an orphaned article. That's what they call orphaned article. An orphaned article is the one that is not mentioned in any other article at all. It's just on its own. You know, they'll mark it orphaned at the end of the day. But it doesn't mean that they will delete it anyway. So that's one point that you should take note of. So that's one of the reasons why you should draft your article, so you take time to develop it further. And then number two points that you should know is that you may actually create your article in any Nigerian language Wikipedia directly on the main space without drafting. However, you should take note that the article has to be well referenced. Well, this one is just put for putting sake, but in most of our wikis, you see that there are many articles that they are not cited. But even as they are not cited, they are not being deleted, because we don't have the strict rules that English Wikipedia has. I think English Wikipedia has the strictest rule in any language Wikipedia ever existing. You know, there are millions of editors, but in our own language Wikipedias, we are the lawmakers, or we are the ones that make the rules on how we want our Wikipedias to look. So if we decided that, or we decide that the Yoruba Wikipedia should always have at least two citations, so all the admins will take note. Any article that is published in the Yoruba Wikipedia that doesn't have two citations will get moved to the draft. It might not be deleted, but it will be moved to the draft so that you edit it further. And then when you are sure that it meets up the requirement of two references, they bring it back. But as it stands today, I doubt if there's any Nigerian language Wikipedia that has that kind of rule. So we can leverage on that very, let's say, liberty now to create articles, but just for the purpose of ensuring that that article is authentic, so to say. You can look for at least one citation and put it there and create your article. Now, there are two names there. Chibueze Anugom and Beatrice Dani Ikelama. Which one should I choose to create? And then there's also nutritional awareness. Let me choose Chibueze. And then any of us can create on Beatrice. And I'm sure many other ones will be added. And if you don't see any other, you can on your own search Wikipedia, as I said earlier, to check to see. So I will just assume that I'm a new editor, I'm a newbie, I'm an auto-confirmed user, and I want to follow the step-by-step way. So I can choose to just go to number one and then click on this draft. And then I will begin to create my article. But I can also choose to click on this name also. When I click on it, I'll go to search for Chibueze Anugom, and then I'll click on create a draft and submit for review. But there's also something I want you to see in that draft. One more thing, just one more thing. So let's go to the draft again. Click here. Click here, and then when you go to that very box, this is where you put the title. Okay, so this is where you put the title, only the title. But look at, there's an information here. After you have created the draft, how do you move it to the main space? If you are an auto-confirmed user, there's one thing you should do. At the very top, you can read this one, Akra now. Copy this one, this thing you are seeing here, and then go to the top of the draft and paste it there, and then submit it, publish it. So any of the admins will now see that you have finished with your article creation, and you need to publish it to the main space. So the admin will be the one to move it, or any other person can move it. But if you are an extended user like me now, you can just go to the top part of where you see your name here, and then go to move, or rather where you see three dashes. I'll show us later on. And so you move it. So your article will be in the main space. So that's just what I wanted you to see. So I'll go back again. I'll go back again to the main space. Then I'll click on this name, Chibueze Anugom. And then I'll search. And then create a draft and submit. So it's taking me to the wizard. Wikipedia article wizard. Thank you for your interest in contributing to Wikipedia, blah, blah, blah. So this one is practice. It wants to make the practice. Then next. So it seems this one is going to be a lot of procedure, but I want to shorten the procedure to save time. That's only in the English Wikipedia. But if you go to any other language Wikipedia, all those processes are not there. Fufu day, all those ones. You click on it, it's going to take you directly to the main space. When you go direct to the main space, just click on create, and then you are already creating your. In case you see your page appearing like this, this is source editing. Is it source editing? This is visual editing. So I don't enjoy using visual editing. I enjoy using source editing, the way it appears on my phone. So I just click on source edit, and then I begin to edit on as it is in my phone. So just wanted to show you how it appears in other language Wikipedias. Sorry, try to on the Wikipedia. So so you can just come back if you are creating from the English Wikipedia to click here number one and then go to that place again and then put the name there that you want to create. And remember again, this is just in the English Wikipedia. In other language Wikipedias, it goes straight forward to where you need to create the article. So now, I will not delete this one for now. I will first of all create the article. So let's start. Put the name there first. And then I want the name to be built as Wikipedia articles should. So three apostrophes rather, before and after the name will make it bold, but two before and after will make it slanted, that's italic. We can experiment it to see. This is two before and after the name. So you see how it's going to look. Go down, look at the name here, it's looking slanted and it's not bold. But if I still want it to be slanty and bold at the same time, you make it five. 2 for italics and 3 for bold. So this is usually when you are creating articles on movies or music. That's when you find it both bold and italic. I think. So you can see the way it is looking. But I want it to be normal because this is a normal Wikipedia article. So 3 before and 3 after. So Chibueze Amigo, I want to see more about this guy, something to write about because I don't really know anything about him. I'm just seeing the name for the first time, and I'm very curious to actually know who is this man or this guy. So I just fed his name into the search box, but possibly there are other people bearing his name. Like I can see here, there's one, Chibuza Ngom, Standard Chartered Bank. He seems to be a different person. Then probably there are other names. There's one Prince Chibuze. So I'm not sure because the names are appearing in two different places, not together. So the one I want to write about is this very man because I can see his eye looking like someone who is having, and you can see the pictures of the other two people. There are three people here. So I'll just put disability. Yeah. So you can see what is here is only about the Chibueze Anugom that has a disability. And possibly there might be other people that you can even be able to write about that have disability also. So this very one is speaking about this very one, I suppose. So I'll go there, I'll click on it. So you can see the newspaper that appears here in Sponge. But I'll go back to what I earlier spoke about. If you want something authentic, come to news or you come to books. So in news, under news, and click on news again, you can see the only authentic news about this very man is only one article. And then under books, let's see if there's anything written about him. I really doubt if there's any book that has this man sitting there. But we have only one citation. I know the English Wikipedia has a question mark when it has to, but you can always try and see whether your article will still remain or not. But to be safe, make it as a draft. And remember, when you have done a draft, that draft has to be edited before 6 months elapses. After 6 months elapses and you have not touched that draft, it's going to be deleted totally from the English Wikipedia. But if you want it to remain as a draft, you edit it. Even if it is one thing, you just put one something there. Even if it doesn't make sense, put it there and then publish it. Then come back and delete that thing and leave it as it was. The machine will show that you have edited that page. So you keep on doing it like that until that person has enough citations written about him, because subsequently some people will write more about him or her. So let's use this article to create an article with English Wikipedia draft space. So click it open and then copy the URL first. Then let's read the story about this month. So we can see they started with a story or a preamble that doesn't really speak about the man, but in the second paragraph there's something written about him. So I'm hearing some kind of funny sound here. I don't know, are you also hearing a funny sound there? Can someone help me confirm if you can hear any sound, or is my volume clear?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you, Levi.
Okay, so
I can hear you.
Thank you.
I can hear you.
So back to, this is where we are going to start our citation, our story. So you can just, or rather than copying the URL first, you can just copy what you think will be useful. You can copy as much as you can. As much as you can, maybe that very top side. And then yes, just copy this part and then go back to the draft. And then maybe paste it down. So you know that Wikipedia is against plagiarism. That's you going to copy an item from a source and pasting it exactly as it is. You need to rephrase it or change the words, use synonyms, or put it in another fashion so that it doesn't actually be the same thing as it is in the news media. So what I'm going to do is I bring it together, and then I'll, as I read it, I'll be changing the words. So Chibueze Anugom was born and raised in Benin, Edo State. Then the second part is talking about his parents and their life. And he mentioned, okay, he has been quite tough, or it has been quite tough for him. And he's a native of this very place, Imo State. And then he lost his vision in 2010. So things have never been the same thing for him, I mean, for the father of one popular known as Buski by his friend. So that means his nickname is Buski. So you can actually look for a way of rephrasing this whole thing. So we can say Chibueze Anugom is a Nigerian doctor, because you must always remember that these articles we are writing are about they are going international, and it's not just people from Nigeria that are going to read them. So when we are writing them, we actually write it in such a way that it will be quite explanatory for someone who is not, doesn't know much about us here. So there are ways of describing your lead section, like you state the person's nationality, and then state the person's field of work, that's his profession or her profession, and then you if the person has more than one profession, like here it's only mentioned that he's a doctor and he has disability, but you don't have to put that at the very beginning. You can make it the second paragraph, but he's a Nigerian doctor from or born in so and so place, then full stop. Then he hails from Isquato or Isiopo in Igato, not local government of Imo State, Nigeria, then maybe full stop. Then he is a man with disability. There are ways of, so I'll put them like that. Nigerian doctor born, and since they used raised in the article, you say born and bred. Sorry, I'm coming. Yeah, sorry. I just want to find this difference. So he's a Nigerian doctor born and bred. Read in Benin City. Nigeria. So you can see the double square brackets are put so that it will highlight those places that I'm highlighting. I want Nigeria highlighted, I want Benin City highlighted. And if I so wish, as a creator of an article, I can put the state, but it's not usually necessary to put it, because Benin City already has an article, and you can always click on Benin City to see where Benin City is actually located in Edo State. But you can still choose to put Edo State there, Edo State, comma, Nigeria, full stop. Now, since this is just a draft, I can just publish this and see how it looks. I'm going to still edit it. Draft are not correctly submitted. Okay, so maybe I'll say creating, in my summary box, I'll say creating a new draft. Stop. So I'll go down, I'll scroll down, and then, okay, sorry. I'll just publish. This is desktop on this mobile view. So I'll just click on publish. So it is there, the draft is there already. All I need to be doing now is just me and this pen tool. So I'll click on the pen tool I'll click on the pen tool, and then I have my article showing. So I will now begin to develop it further. Born and raised in Edo State, full stop. The parents managed to get by. I mean, the parents managing to get by life over the last 10 years. There's something wrong with the English itself. So that you can rearrange your own and make your own a bit better. So the next point I want to put is where he heals from. So he heals from, or he's a native of, he heals from, or he's a native of Isiopo. Let me just assume that Isiopo has an article already on its own, but if he doesn't have it, then I'll just remove the two square brackets. Isiopo in Idiato, local government area of Imo State. Now, this local government area is not so necessary. It's not necessary to put it. You can just put the name of the town and then put the state there, so that it will, you know, so long as you are not really expatiating about where he's actually from, just a description, you can just make it the town and then the state, or town and country. Imo State. So full stop, because Imo State already is an existing article, so someone can click on Imo State and see where Imo State is located. And another thing is that Imo State, you have already mentioned Nigeria, Edo State, Nigeria, so it might not be so necessary, but you may choose to put it comma Nigeria, but it's just going to be too bulky here. So he hails from Isiopo, Imo, Nigeria, if you choose. And then then he lost his vision in 2010. But this one would do good when you are writing about his biography, the main story about him. So a Nigerian doctor living with disability. Chibueze Anugom is a Nigerian doctor living with disability. He was born and bred in Edo State, Nigeria, but hails from Isiopo, Imo State. But also, you can also leverage on AI to help you to summarize. But I don't too much like AI in this, you know, especially if it has to do with encyclopedia. You can just do your best. That AI can still give you idea about how to put this stuff. You can just instruct AI to put so and so in an encyclopedic way, and then it will arrange it. You can try it if you wish. To take some time also. So let's just say Chibueze Anugom is a Nigerian doctor, or blind doctor, because I think there are some people with disabilities that don't really want you to say they are living with this disability, even though they might not be able to see, but they say they can do whatever you can do. So you can just say it's a blind doctor, born and bred in the Benin City, Edo State. He hails from Imo State, Nigeria. His blindness was not from childhood. Over the last 10 years. So this in this very article they said over the last 10 years, but I don't know what year this article was published. So we can go and check what year the article was published, then we'll know how to count the last 10 years. If it was written in 2024, then we start counting from 2024 backward to new years. Look at it, 2017, 25th of March 2017. So if we count 10 years backwards from 2017 when it was written, that means he went blind in 2007. So we can just go back here. He lost his eyes. Let's see. In 2007. Okay, looking at this very place, he's a middle-aged practitioner, and also he's based in Imo State. That means he lives in Imo State, the capital of Imo. He lives in Owerri, the capital of Imo State. So born and bred, he hails from Isiokpo, but lives in Owerri, Imo State. Owerri. He lost his vision, because in the article they said he lost his vision. So we can use another way of putting it. He lost his eyes in 2007. Okay, so we can add something like this. He had a normal, or he lived as a normal child. Okay, he lived as a normal child. Until he lost his eyes in 2007. So I'll stop here. This is just a guide for us to see, because time is going. So this is just a guide on how to create like a lead session of Wikipedia article in English Wiki. So I can publish this, then I'll come back and go to the citation part of this, then put one citation, which is the only citation that is there. Then from this very article in the English Wiki, we can now develop it further and then translate it to other Wikipedias in other languages. So now I'll go back again. We edit, then begin to put citation here. Ref, open ref, and then close ref. So put our two quoted bracket, open and close, and then put the URL, copy the URL, come back, and then remember that one is in news. So put site news, and then put a pipe, the URL equal to, then put, paste the URL there, and then put a pipe, and then put a title equal to it, then go back, copy the title there, and then taking note of the date also, 25th of March 2017. So I place the title the date is I've forgotten the date. So 25th of March 2017. So remember the March 25, 2017. And then who published it? The publisher. Publisher, let's see if it is Punch that published it or they copied it from News Agency of Nigeria. Now, so you can go down to the very end. That's where they usually put it. Yeah, so you can see it was actually created by Gibson Atonio of Punch, and it's copyrighted by Punch. If it was copied from News Agency of Nigeria, you see the information here. It was published by News Agency of Nigeria. So you can choose to put Punch as the publisher and the website also, or you can just put it as just publisher and just exclude the website. So Gibson Atonio is our editor or the creator of the article. So remember, after the title, we put the first name, last name, anyhow you put it, though the machine will rearrange it. So last name is actually and then the first name is Gibson. And then the date, the publisher is Punch Nigeria. Punch Nigeria. And then the dates that we access this very information, access date. We put today's date, May 4th of May 2024. So I think there's no more anything to add here. You can just click on the publish, and then maybe I'll put citation, and then I click on publish. So I think it is published too. You can just scroll down to read the article. So Chibueze Anubom is a Nigerian blind doctor born and bred in Benin City, Edo State, Nigeria. He hails from Isioko, but lives in Imo State. But you can still choose to rearrange the English if you are editing this article further or this draft further. Rearrange it and then put more information, and possibly maybe he must have written a book about himself that is not online that we can use to create the article further. We just look for different means of adding information. So I think the citation is wrong. There's something wrong with it. So you can just, okay, look at what is wrong with it here. There's a pipe in front of publisher, which is not supposed to be. So let's publish it again and see what we have. So it's okay now. Attorney Gibson, March, blah, 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 and then date today. So we have one citation at the beginning of our article. So does anyone have a question? Because I think this is it for the English Wiki creation. But still, let's assume that I want to submit it because I can see this one now. No need for you to put that stop there. But there's something that they wrote in the beginning when we started. You see this thing up here. They said important, do not remove this line before article gets created actually. So you can keep it article for creation. You don't delete it. ALC submission. That means it is this thing that you're seeing, this template from here to here, here to here. That's what is giving us this thing you are seeing. Everything here, this gray color box, is that template that's giving us this gray color up to this very point. So if you are okay and you want to publish it to the main space of English, you just click on submit draft or review, and then it will ask the question again, submit draft, and then I think I'll have to fill in some information, draft, then I'll choose biography of a living person, of a deceased person. If it's a deceased person, even if it is one citation, they will not raise their eyebrow on it much. They might leave it to go, but if it's a living person, I think there's going to be some trouble if the citation is just one. And then, is it an organization? No. Is it a theme, a book? Is it media person? No. Is it a commercial product? It's not a product. Is it a geography, a place, a building? No. Is it a history or social science stuff? No. Is it science, engineering? No. It's all that. It's a biography of a living person. So this one, short description. The short description usually appears at the very top of your article. Let me show you where short description applies. This is an article. The article which we saw earlier on Herman, you see where short description appears. This article needs to be actually developed further. But I'll show you where how it's supposed to be. If you want to put a short description here, you just put two of these quicker brackets, put a short description. That's manually adding it now. And then you put a five. So you just mention who this person is in your search box. They are going to be interested in. He's a pianist. He was a Prussian. Violinist, rather. Violinist. What was his disability? Handicapped. He was a Prussian handicapped violinist. So this is the short description. Then you can just publish it. So this is one of the ways of actually improving articles. You just look for articles that don't have short descriptions. And then you publish it. So it will not show on the outside, but it will show here. Let me change it to mobile view. So mobile view, as it shows in your phone, you see all these articles down, related articles. This is the short description, 1913 film. This is the short description of Liu. He's a pianist, but this is the short description. And if you want to prove it, let's check Atlantis. And then let's check edit. Look at it here. Short description, 1913 film. So that's where short description, it gives more information in the related articles down below. And then also, Carl doesn't have an info box. That's a box that shows something about him, but I'm not going to add it. Maybe someone else would add that. This is the way the short description. The info box. This is info box in green here. It gives you a rundown of information about the person without actually reading the whole thing, or even without reading the lead section. So you can just copy, you can just go to an article on a biography of a person, and then copy the info box like this one now. And copy the info box from up down to this very point. This one is a picture file. So up down, but this one is on a movie. So it's not the suitable one for you to use. Just find the one of the human being. Maybe you can search for Obasanjo, you can search for Bismarck, you can search for maybe Obama, and then you copy the short description. But you know, to make it easier for you, if the person is a violinist or musician, it's good for you to search the biography of a musician and copy and paste, then you change the information. But if the person is a politician and you want to put the info box in that of a violinist, you see that there are some certain things that are going to be there, like tenureship, you know, stuff like that, that are necessary. So it will give you a headache to begin to delete, you know, and change things. So since this guy, Unta, he's a musician, you can just go to maybe classical musicians that existed during his time. Possibly you can just browse it, musicians that existed in 19th century musicians, or that's in a category or something. Then you search for one person like that, copy the short description, paste it on this Unta's article, and then you change the things that are there, and then push it in an info box here. So there are a lot of things actually how to improve on Wikipedia articles, many things. You can also change things or add more information, or even the categories. You can even increase categories here. Like here, I can see mainly German, but they are not mentioning Prussian here. And in his days, Prussia was existing. So you can create the category by just clicking on this plus. Plus, and then you put maybe Prussian Prussian.
Hello, Levi. Hello, yeah. Levi. Time. Yes, Levi. Yes. Time off.
Yeah. I'm done.
Time off, so, please. So you can summarize. 6:29.
Yeah. So you can just click on OK. So you have the category added. So these are, I'm just pinpointing ways of you adding to existing articles, you know, as part of the competition, and you know, even after now. So just to summarize, I'm not going to publish after I put this short description. Whatever, and then Wiki project classification. Maybe 2010s, 2020s, but the article itself is it's not necessary. I'll just submit it. So whenever the search, the admins search, and they see that the article is good enough to be in the main space, they move it to the main space. This is where we talk for the English. And if you are actually creating for this last part now, just 3 minutes, you are creating in another language, for example, something that is already existing, like this Amigom. Now I'm going to publish this one in Pidgin English. So I'll copy everything that I see here without this top side, and then cover it, and then go to where the main article is. That's the meta page now. I'm going back. But yeah, so we are on the meta page. We're on the meta page. So let's say I want to create an article in that very article in the Pidgin English in Niger. I'll just put my name here by putting 4 tilde in this very place, so that anybody who sees it will know that I'm the one working on that article. Leave it for me until I publish it. Maybe later on they can improve on it. But I'll go to Anugrah, and underneath PCM, that's Pidgin English. I'll put space 4 tilde, and then I'll publish it. So you can see my name is appearing beside Chibueze in your Pidgin English here. Then I'll click on Chibueze. So all of us from other languages, you can just do the same thing. You create the article in your own language, and then I'll click on create. This is in Pidgin. And then I'll change it to source edit from visual edits now, so that I'll see the environments of my phone. Then I paste it, then I'll just publish it first. Later on, I'll translate it to Pidgin. So I'll just put in the summary box, creating a new article, full stop. And then, all since it's Pidgin in Wikipedia, I should have just, I did create a new article ahead. So in this very case, you can see the article is existing in Pidgin English now. And you can see the citation needs to be put where you see there's a way it's put in Pidgin English, but you can choose to view other articles and see how the pattern of writing is in Pidgin, so that you follow the pattern and the words they use. By going to this one place, I'll show you. You go to random pages. Now look at Kayode Shobowale, Adebowale rather, and then you see in personal life. But how did they translate references? There are no references here, but you can see a category, story about people, like that is this one translates to biography. So I'll go back there, I'll add this category to my own article, story about people's life. Yeah, so when I'm done with this, that will be the end. But I guess we are all improving. But let me just write it as it is in English, Wikipedia. If you want your references to appear at the very bottom in the English Wikipedia, these references you add here, and then you put two equal to before and after, and then you put two crooked brackets here, you put a ref list. But in the Pidgin English Wikipedia, this one might not work, because I think this template has not been imported yet. So the one that works here is ref list, references. If you misspell it, it's not going to work. But you put a slash before references after the greater than, and then I'll just put my category at once. You put two crooked bracket before and after category, story about people's life, and then I publish it. Then later on, I can come back to translate it to Pidgin. So I think in this very case, the forward slash is supposed to be after, on the other side. It has been long since I used this one, since the Tiago Wikipedia was still in the, like, 2 years ago. So I think it should work now. Yeah, so it's neat now. This is the way it's supposed to be. Less than references, then forward slash, then close it to greater than. So you have references, but in Pidgin, it's not references that are used. That's used here. It's where you see them or something. So one more thing. Let me go down here and check if there are other articles. Let me go to mobile view, and then it will show me related articles that I can use. And then I see the word they use. Let's see, Chris will put here. We'll just go down his page and then see the references that are used here. Yes. This is another way of translating it. It's where we see Chris, yeah? So we see something else. Yeah? So long as it's speaking English, you can just do something related. So I think the admins or any other pigeon editor can correct it for us. So source editing, change the references, so change the references to pigeon by putting where we see proof. Yes. Then publish it. So you can see the article itself is in English, but this one is in Pidgin. But if you can give me some time to translate it, fine, because the article is short, so that we don't have to go back to it again. Chibweze Anugom, Nigerian doctor, where they born blind, or na Nigerian doctor. Naja doctor, we them born blind. With the born blind, he can't do for obesity. He can't go for Edo State, STET, Nigeria. And then he come from, or in.
Hello, Levi, sorry. Yeah, Levi, yeah, yeah, sorry, yeah. They didn't burn him blind. Hello, Levi.
Okay, yeah, true.
They didn't burn him blind.
Yeah,
they're not burn him blind.
It's something else. So, Nanaja doctor, we blind, okay. Nanaja blind doctor, rather. I think, okay. Nanaja blind doctor. Okay, yes, it's true. We grew. Okay. We grew for Benin City, Edo State, Nigeria. Okay. Enough from Isioku, but they still weary, emo, then in be okay, him be normal picking when this small, him be normal picking when this small. But for 2007, he lost the eye. I think it's HIN. But whatever. So I think this is all for now. Then let me publish it and see if there are any more edits that will be done later on. But so to say, this man has an article already in the Pidgin English Wikipedia, and it remains for the English Wikipedia to be developed further, so that the article can be pushed to the main space. But you can just create this article in the Pidgin English, I mean, in other Nigerian languages, be it in Yoruba, Umbe, Igbo, or Hausa or Fufudi, and then we are good to go. So thank you very much for taking time to listen today. Thank you. So any question, sir? Do we have any question? So I think Blue, you can take over since the house is quiet.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for being with us all this while. Since 4 o'clock, you have been here. Thank you, and we thank you once again. Please, the contest has started. You can create an article, or you can improve a page. Thank you. Whichever one that you can do. Please continue to do it, and you have your prizes. I will share the feedback form and the data reimbursement immediately. Thank you. Please stay put. Let me send it. Stay put. Let me send it.
Miriam.
All right. Well, we were expecting you to So the contest has started officially.
Yeah, it has started. From hence, you can go about creating the article in English or in any language Wikipedia you are used to, or you can be able to create.
Hello.
Yeah.
Please fill out the form and send it back so that it will enable us to give feedback of this training and also to reimburse you. Thank you, and thank you once again. Please do have a good night rest. And to you, Levi, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We cannot thank you enough for training us this evening. We have been looking to learn this far. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you once again. Greet the TAP people. Greet the TAP community. We are happy to see you.
Yeah,
very nice seeing you, Levi.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. We are happy. Okay, yeah. Lucy. Lucy, please greet the audience.
Lucy.
Lucy, are you there? Lucy. Lucy, are you there? Please greet the audience.
Lucy is going. She says bye.
Is she there?
Yeah, she's about going. Oh, she's gone. I think Lucy is gone.
Okay, she's gone. Okay. Okay. No problem. She extends her greetings to all of us. So let us continue our good work.
Yeah.
Let us do editing, and our edit will count. Yeah. Thank you, and thank you very much. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. See you.